I did not hear the shell. It exploded just above him. Shrapnel all but tore off his right leg and hit him in the stomach, chest, and both arms. The shrapnel in his chest area was later removed by two separate operations, taking it out from the back. As suddenly as it began, the shelling stopped. It had been the worst shelling Easy had endured in the war. All through the woods, men were calling out for a medic. Lipton ran back to his foxhole to get his rifle, expecting an infantry attack. He heard someone moaning in the next foxhole. A tree, 16 inches in diameter, had fallen over it. Lipton tried to move the tree, but could not. Help arrived. The men dug around the tree, and Private Shep Howell came out, grinning. Toya yelled for help. He wanted someone to drag him into his foxhole. Sergeant Guarnieri got to him first and began dragging him over the ground. The shelling resumed. The Germans had planned well. As they anticipated, the pause had brought men out of the foxholes to help the wounded. A shell burst over Guarnieri's head. Shrapnel tore into his right leg, mangling it. After a few minutes, the shelling ceased. Lipton came out of his foxhole. Lieutenant Dyke called out to him. "I can still hear him with that deep voice of his," Lipton recalled. "He was about 25 yards away, without his helmet or a weapon. "Sergeant Lipton," he yelled to me, "you get things organized here, and I'll go for help." And with that, he left. Lipton began rounding up the men who had not been hit. Some of them were close to breaking. Some were amazingly calm. He sent some to tend to the wounded, others to organize to receive the infantry attack he was sure was coming. Then he went to check on Guarnieri and Toya. Lipton looked down at Guarnieri. Guarnieri looked up and said, "Lip, they got old Guarnieri this time." Malarkey joined them. Guarnieri and Toya, as he recalled, were conscious and calm, no screaming or yelling. Joe says, "Give me a cigarette, Malark." And I lit the cigarette for him. There was a pause in our interview. I urged him to go on. "I don't want to talk about it," Malarkey said. Another pause, and then he continued. Joe smoked, looked at me, and asked, "Jesus, Malark, what does a man have to do to get killed around here?" Stretcher Bearers got to Guarnieri first. As he was being carried away, he called out to Toya. "I told you I'd get back to the States before you." Lieutenant Buck Compton commanded 2nd Platoon. He was very close to his men. Too close, in the opinion of the officers. Compton was a close friend of mine, Malarkey said. He didn't like the status symbol in the Army.